If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A podcast network.
Hello! And welcome to... Filthy
Nerds.
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
You fucked it up again.
You fucked it up.
No, you didn't come in and welcome to.
Okay,
you
then
just
do it
left
again.
Me hanging. No, we're just moving on.
All right.
This is the 8th intro we've done. You guys, okay, when we left off, Xenophilius fucked around. They had just disapparated out of Xenophilius' house, but just with, you know, hopefully just enough to like, boop, be seen.
And then a nicky nick of time. Want to know who saved the day? Not Ron. Okay. Hermione saved the day. You know what? I'm going to take it easy on Ron this episode.
I don't believe it for 1 second, but before we roll into it, I just want to give you a reminder. You can join our Patreon and be in our live chat at patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @twofilthynerds, also on Facebook. And make sure you check out our finals for what's next. We've got a vote going on. Get in there. We're posting links. You can get free votes. They're not free. You're a patron, so you're paying for that. But the votes get included. And you also, if you join our Patreon, you're in our grand prize drawing, which we're about to do at the end of this motherfucking book, which we forgot to talk about in the break with the patrons, but we will discuss at a later date the timeline we're looking at. It doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there.
Because we're upon...
Chapter 22.
The Deathly Hallows.
That's right. Okay, so they've just disapparated, and they find themselves in a field at sunset. Ron and Hermione, of course, blown away. Ron and Harry, of course, blown away by Hermione's thinking. As always, she's the plan. And
he's like, why'd you hide me? Ron's like, why'd you hide me? She's like, because you're supposedly sick in bed, you dumb.
Yeah, so it's like, so that people don't think you're with Harry Potter. And that's when she had revealed at the beginning of this chapter, I wanted them to see us to, you know that Xenophilius hadn't lied. But, you know, and of course, who knows at this point?
And Hermione doesn't believe in the whole Hallows thing. So,
yeah, after all that.
And they're arguing about it.
Oh, yeah.
And Ron and Harry both think it's true.
Yeah.
And then there's further proof
that comes
in the way of the, I can't pronounce the name.
Peverell family.
Peverell family.
Hermione discovers that the name has died out, and Ron is like, what do you mean the name died out? Like, he doesn't understand.
Wait, why? Because Ron's an idiot? Okay, so.
People stopped fucking the Peverells. Turns out, when you disappear, people can't fuck you.
Yeah, nobody's fucking a PV. But they heard that, but Harry remembers he heard that noise once, and he heard it from Marvolo Gaunt, Voldemort's grandfather, said that he was.
The name
The, what?
What are you talking?
The Peverell family. He had heard that name before.
Oh, okay.
And he had remembered that Marvolo Gaunt, who is Voldemort's grandfather, said that he was a descendant of the Peverell family.
Yeah, because if you remember in book 6, he was like really had a hot nut for being like, I'm so pure blood. Look how pure blood I am. This is the family I come from. He was like really proud of it.
And that's the ring that eventually became a Horcrux for him.
Yeah, well, in the there was a memory where he goes, this has the Peveril of coat of arms on it. And there's sort of this debate about, they have this sort of conversation of like, are we sure that, like, because we've seen this symbol of Deathly Hallows. And it's like, you don't think that those were just like scratches? And he was like, it's the coat of arms. Like, that he just wanted to be so proud of his family.
Yeah.
But suddenly is like, oh, wait a second. Like, Harry, like, wheels start turning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could the stone in the ring be the resurrection stone? Like, Harry is like, wait a second. Okay.
My cloak has to be the cloak. Yeah.
It must have been passed down. That's why Dumbledore, like, needed to borrow. Because Dumbledore, if you remember, had it the night that his parents died.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, been, like, and that's checking. Why Dumbledore eventually kept it and gave it to Harry when he was of age.
And Harry goes, oh, the ring, that must be what's in the snitch, is the mm-hmm. ring.
Yeah.
I'm positive that, like, the, you know, the ring is one of the Horcruxes and it's in here and it's the resurrection stone.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's kind of like, I have.
Okay, so where's the Elder Wand then?
Yeah, like, where is it? It's sort of like I have two of the puzzle pieces. And he kind of comes to the conclusion that Voldemort must be looking for the Elder Wand.
Yeah, that's what he's like going crazy. That's why he, Ollivander, he came at Ollivander looking for the that wand. And then
we've
seen him go to that other wand guy.
Grigorovich, who said it was stolen. And even in the memory of it being stolen, we saw what we now know is Grindelwald stealing it. But the difference is that they don't, think Harry doesn't believe that Voldemort knows about the Deathly Hallows. He thinks that the Elder Wand is just an isolated thing that he's
looking for just because it's a powerful wand.
Yeah, and like Harry, Voldemort didn't grow up, like, this is a wizarding fairy tale.
Yeah.
So he thinks Voldemort never heard it. He just knows that this is an unbeatable wand is what he's looking for.
But he could have heard of the Elder Wand because it very clearly has some sort of, like, recorded history in wizard world.
Yeah, like without even knowing about the Deathly Hallows, as we mentioned before when they brought it up with Xenophilius, it's popped up with different names throughout time. So that's one that is sort of like public knowledge, even if you're not a Deathly Hallows person.
So Hermione still doesn't believe it. Ron's kind of on the fence. Harry can't stop thinking about it. And then he's like, oh my God, what if we found the Elder Wand first? What if he became the Master of Death?
Yeah, and he's like, now sort of shunning away,
looking for the Horcruxes.
The Horcruxes, yeah. And he's like obsessed with the Deathly
I gotta get this wand to complete this trifecta. And then the only thing that Harry is also thinking about is his scar.
Yeah, which hasn't really been hurting that much lately. Like, he's got that strange connection to Voldemort. And so we know he always has these visions, but lately his visions have become like sort of blurry. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I'm picturing almost maybe similar to, I think he's just not getting in, but I envisioned, remember when he looked at the tainted memory?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of thinking like that level of, it's really unclear what's going on.
Yeah, totally, totally.
So he's kind of wrapped up in obsessing over these Deathly Hallows. And he's sort of just like so consumed with him, he's not really like taking charge and leading the group.
So Ron steps up.
Yeah.
Kel fucking surprise.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know, let's just fucking try to find Horcruxes. They're basically meandering the British countryside looking for these Horcruxes with absolutely no luck. And then one evening when they're out somewhere in the fucking British, who gives a fuck, middle of nowhere, Ron, who has continued to try to tune into that radio station, finally finds the program he's looking
finally
for.
Finally, the fucking dummy.
Yes.
That's when we find out about Potter Watch. I got ahead of myself on the whole Potter Watch thing.
Yeah, we knew there was, he's like, he had mentioned that there's like a radio station, but like now it actually tunes in.
And it's basically the older Order of the Phoenix members just like talking about everything that's going on in the fight against Voldemort.
Yeah. So he tunes in and the host, I forget what
is Lee Jordan.
Yeah, I forget what name he
is. And
used,
but his guests are Lupin, Kingsley, and Fred or George. They're not sure which one it is.
Yeah.
Because they're so goddamn similar.
Which, it's kind of nice seeing Lee Jordan pop up again. He was the announcer at the kind of seems like a dumb move, in my opinion. The guy who was, like, an announcer for 7 years.
Yeah.
Probably, for all we know, he was out of Hogwarts last year. Like, or maybe was he a seventh year last year?
It's like, seventh year last year.
He probably was a professional radio person. Maybe not the guy you should have fronting with a nickname, because he's probably
He's got that Harry Carey kind of voice where he's like, oh,
like, recognizable.
That's how
but,
I'm imagining Lee Jordan.
But that's fine. So they turn on and Lee starts with like
bad news. Ted Tonks, Dirk Cresswell have been captured and killed by the Death Eaters. So Dean Thomas is on the run.
Yeah. So if you remember, we saw them a few chapters back. Not saw them. They had heard them by the riverside, but never went down to approach them.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer. I mean, that's Tonks'
dad. And then the goblin that they were also traveling with got captured.
Yeah.
Kingsley and Lupin dig into latest political developments.
Wait, you're not even going to stop to like talk about how Tonks' dad is dead?
We don't know him that well. What are we going to say about Tonks' dad?
That it's sad?
Yeah, it's fucking sad. It gets way sadder. I'm not
for Tonks' mom.
I'll pour one out for Ted Tonks, okay? I'm upset. I'm bummed. It's a bummer. But let's go on to what Lupin and Kingsley talk about, because who's Kingsley? The shit.
Yeah, and Lupin sort of says like a message for Harry. Like, Harry, if you're out there, we're all with you in spirit. Like,
which is good news to him.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about like, do you think he's dead? And Lupin's like, no, I know he's alive.
Yeah. And this Harry's excited about this because the last time they saw each other, it was not necessarily a fully friendly encounter.
Yeah.
Harry said some things that might not have been good. So it was nice for him to say, you know, I wish him well. I know he's still alive. We're all rooting for you.
Yeah. And he
trust your instincts. They're pretty much always right.
Yeah, like him going, you don't second guess yourself.
Don't second guess yourself. Like, that's
you're very
huge.
Talented. You're
that's
powerful.
So
you're
big.
You're saying. Especially if the last thing he said to you was something that is probably hard to hear. Yeah. To go like, no, your instincts are right. It's like, oh.
And then the...
Also, Xenophilius Lovegood, it's official, according to the radio, he has been imprisoned.
Not killed, so that's good news.
And Hagrid was arrested,
but escaped with the help of his giant fucking brother.
Gronk, wait, what's his name?
Grop.
Fuck, I couldn't remember.
And then finally, Fred Weasley comes on.
Rodent or rapier, by the way.
It's a sword.
I know, but he like really insisted on being rapier, and I'm like, I have a lot of thoughts around that.
Get into. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For you, it's like, wait, this is your spit roast, and one of them is calling themselves rapier.
I also just love that they're like, rodent. I love on the air, he's arguing about his name. He's like, I didn't want to be rodent. It's like, just fucking.
They're always comical, those guys.
Yes. Never a dull moment. So they get, he gives a little discussion of like, oh, how can you recognize Voldemort? Where might he be? And rumors he's somewhere abroad.
I thought a rapier was a sword, Sam. So just said, yeah, it's a, okay, cool. Anywho, so Harry.
Hey, yeah, look at my sword. It's, never mind. I was trying to make a really dark pun.
Fred suggests that Voldemort is abroad.
Yeah, I think he's not. Yeah, I think he's a guy. What do you think, J.K. Rowling?
That felt very Mark Normand, the way you said that. And I think he's a guy.
Ah, Mark Normand.
Yeah, so funny.
Amazing joke.
Okay, so this is where the biggest fuck up in the whole fucking book happens. They're talking.
Yeah, like discussing. Harry is like, he hears Fred say the thing about him being abroad, and Harry's like just fucking annoyed thinking about how like Voldemort is out there looking for the Elder Wand. They get sort of in a conversation about it, and he's like so wound up that he says,
Voldemort.
Harry says Voldemort.
Which is a taboo word now.
And Ron tried to stop him. He was like, Volden. He's like, Harry, no!
And he's like, Mort.
Bam! Like, immediate popping of apparition.
They're surrounded by these captors, and they're like, fuck, shit, fuck. And it's the chapter
like,
ends there.
Yeah, that's where it ends. Is like, they're in a corner of absolutely fucked. It's a quick one.
It's a quick one.
A lot
happens, and then the next chapter is a fucking lot.
We're going to take a break, and we'll see if we're how they get out of this. Chapter 23.
Malfoy Manor.
Woo! Okay.
We're going back to the house.
It's getting fucking crazy. They're surrounded. They're fucked.
I got it. The second I saw this title, I was like kind of excited because I was like, oh my God, we're going to go back to the Malfoy Manor. And I can't wait to see how shit has changed with
Lucius.
Not Lucius.
Draco.
I can't wait to see like how like riddled with anxiety that kid is at this point.
Oh yeah, because you think that he's just
just a shell of a human being at this point.
I mean, it's not easy being forced into dark wizardry.
Well, at this point, we know his dad's out.
He's just a boy. I mean, yeah, his dad's out of Azkaban.
Yeah, his dad's out of Azkaban.
But they are not in good favor with the Dark Lord.
No, they're on their heels. They're on their heels.
Their
balance is off.
Really walking on thin ice here.
Speaking of on thin ice, Harry, Hermione, Ron surrounded. Escape seems impossible. And Harry and Hermione, the G that she is like, you know what? I need to render Harry unrecognizable before the Snatchers come and snatch him.
She doesn't say all that. She just jinxes his
face. She jinxes his face.
So he looks like he's been stung by bees.
And so Harry can't see shit because his face is all swollen. His glasses are off.
His eyes are like practically swollen shut, but he can recognize one of the captors.
Fenrir Greyback.
Yeah, he knows his fucking gross voice.
And he also smells. We have to remember that. Fenrir smells. What would be bad to most people probably would be good to me.
Oh, you'd be like, oh, he's the one.
Oh my God, I'd be like pheromone. Oh yeah, Fenrir. I'd be like,
your pheromones.
Let me get in that dank, dank, dank
pit. I feel
pit.
Like if your pheromones are leading you to Fenrir Greyback, maybe don't trust your pheromones.
I want him to gray
he
bear
eats
back
kids.
Me. I want a gray bear back me.
Yeah, yep. get that gray
so,
bear back.
Gray bear back.
It sounds like fucking an old guy raw to try to get impregnated and take his money.
You with the new sex move.
Hello. I mean, first it's no all, hot Susan.
What about the lazy Susan? A hot lazy Susan?
That's how you were conceived.
She just spins around slowly on your dick and is like, all right. Anyway, so.
Her big cans just fobble around.
Just clapping together.
Anyway, they get pulled out. Everyone's obviously like, who the fuck are you guys? They lie about their names.
Uh-huh.
Ron says he's another Weasley. And then who did Harry say he was? I don't even remember.
They get bundled up with other prisoners. Dean Thomas is there and Griffhook the Goblin.
Yeah, I know Hermione said she was Penelope Clearwater, which is...
Yeah.
Do you remember Penelope Clearwater?
No. Wait.
Oh, he goes, I'm Dudley.
Vernon Dudley. Yeah.
And they're like, you're not even on the fucking list. And what's it called? Oh, Hermione says Penelope Clearwater, who maybe in book two, she was Percy's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the Ravenclaw years
the Ravenclaw.
Ago. And then
such
they go,
a smart girl.
They're like, oh, you look like you're, you know, Hogwarts age. And he says he's a Slytherin.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you don't know where the Slytherin dorm is.
Yeah, they're like, why does everyone says they're a Slytherin? Like, they think that's what we want to hear. They go, you wouldn't even know where it is. And he
nails it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right.
Ron says he's Stan Shunpike.
I forgot
like,
about
nice
that.
Nice fucking try, bro.
Yeah. Ron says Stan Shunpike. And they're like, literally, he works for us. No, you're not him. And he's like, okay. But he got, like, punched in the face.
Okay, this I started to shit once they found the Gryffindor sword. I had two feelings. I was like, one, oh my God, this is so bad. They're going to get the sword taken. And two, I was like, oh no, it's fallen into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, how are they ever going to destroy the Horcruxes now?
If they don't have that fucking sword, yeah, they're absolutely positively fucked.
And then they see the Daily Prophet, and there's a picture of Hermione in the Daily Prophet, and they're like, you're not Penelope Clearwater, you're Hermione Granger, you're Harry's companion. And then they basically figure out, they're like, well, we've got Hermione, we've got basically a Weasley, so
this must be Harry.
They're
like, but Harry wore glasses, and then one of them who's like ransacking the tent goes,
I found glasses!
So they're kind of like...
And Greyback is like, all right, let's get him back to the manor, because Greyback... So Greyback is a Death Eater.
He's like an honorary Death Eater.
Like a low level, like he's in the lowest echelons of Death Eater.
Yeah, like he's allowed to wear the robes, but he doesn't have the dark mark. You know what I mean?
Like
he wants to.
They're still like, you're the other.
He wants to be taken seriously. He wants some fucking credit. He might have just found Harry Potter. Like. Yeah, he wants it all.
Yeah, so he wants to be on the good side. So he's like, all right, we need to get them back to the Malfoy Manor. I've captured them. I'm the one who did this. I need to bring them back. And so Harry starts having crazy scar pain.
And he starts going into, like, Voldemort visions again.
Now, this is really, things kind of start to shift with Harry's visions now. This is kind of, like, where it starts. Because Harry's getting these visions, but it doesn't...
They're not the same. It's like he's seeing them. It was described through the wrong end of a telescope. So I'm seeing like just in the back of his mind, like a small picture.
Yeah.
Is like popping. First, he sees a vision of a dark tower. Got voted out. Sorry about that. If you want to hear Dark Tower, you better start following us. Be part of the next. What's next? Vote.
Vote. At the
maybe you can say that.
Marvel versus Indie. Okay.
Is what is in the finals.
Mm-hmm. So. They disapparate. They end up at the Malfoy Manor. And Harry's still having these visions. And one of them is of this figure. And Voldemort's, you know, of course, like looming over this figure who's
well,
like,
yeah, who had been like emaciated, sleeping in the corner.
And the guy's like, listen, your journey was pointless. I don't have what you're looking for.
Yeah, this guy wakes up and he's clearly just like, he's not like in good shape, but he's still just laughing in Voldemort's face. Yeah. He's like, I don't have anything for you.
And of course, Harry's like, oh, he's probably looking for the Elder Wand.
Yeah, that's what Harry thinks. So back at Malfoy Manor, Narcissa, Draco, Lucius, they are all like, is this because, of course, he gets brought in and they're like, we got Harry Potter. And they're like,
wait, let Draco look at him because Draco knows. Draco knows Harry. Yeah. If it's Harry underneath there, Draco will know.
Yeah. And they're like, they want to be positive because they're on fucking the outskirts.
Well, Voldy Buns was like, do not fucking call me. Do not
for
even
anything.
Think about it unless it's fucking Harry Potter.
And they know they'll be fucked.
Yeah, their heads are going to roll.
Absolutely.
They're donezo.
They're like examining him like, I think it's him, but his mom's just like, Draco, like, you know him, Draco, like, get close to him. Do you think that's him? And they want Draco to confirm Ron, Hermione, and Harry. And he really like isn't giving like a solid answer.
Yeah, which is like, you know, he knows.
Like, he's like, I guess like it could be. He's very reluctant. And like, it seems like he really just doesn't want anything to do with this.
So then Bellatrix busts in. Yeah. I love a good Bellatrix bust.
Bellatrix,
gotta be honest,
like,
I hate her so much, but I like love her at the same time.
I mean, she's deliciously evil. Like, and she is such a
truly
dark,
truly
horrible character,
but dark and horrible in a way that you respect her, unlike Umbridge. You know, it's like Umbridge is pretending like she's a good girl, but Bellatrix is like, I'm as evil as they fucking come.
Yeah, like she
doesn't, I don't have one redeeming quality.
Yeah, she doesn't try to be something she's not. She's like, I'm dark and I'm not.
I've cornered the market
it.
On being a cunt, and I'm this is it. This is my thing. This is my brand. And she's like, oh, we gotta call Voldemort ASAP. And Lucius.
Yeah, she like literally is about to summon him, and Lucius is like, no!
This is my house. I summon him.
I get to call him. And Lucius is about to call Voldemort. And right before he puts his hand on his dark work to call him, Bellatrix notices something.
She's like, no!
She sees that they have the sword.
The Gryffindor sword. And she was like, that was locked in my fucking vault.
She is
And she's like, how the fuck did you get it?
How the fuck? She's like,
all of you guys. They send him into the fucking prisons.
Yeah, she's like, we're going to tie them up in the cellar till Lord Voldemort gets here, except for the mudblood.
So she keeps
Hermione. She's like, I'm going to ask her some questions. And if she's honest, she'll be fine.
And then Ron flips out because he's a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, take me instead because he's a bitch. No, because he cares about her. He's willing to take her place.
And then they get down to the cellar and they see Luna. Ugh, my beating heart bestilled. Mr. Ollivander, love that he's there. And then Ron gets out his deluminator shed some light on the subject.
Yeah. He's able to open the light, and then Luna, who I guess has been in there for a long time.
Ollivander's been there for over a year, is great. That was crazy to hear. I'm like, oh my God, a year has passed. Like, this has been going on. In every single book, it's one book has only been 1 year. This is the first book where it's like multiple years are passing.
Or he was in there before the last book ended.
The last book ended?
Nobody had seen him. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck. I'm an idiot. All right, keep
going.
So
Luna has this like kind of rusty nail situation she's using to, because you know, none of them have their wands at this point. To break off all their little ties.
Yeah, they're all tied up.
And above them they can hear Hermione fucking screaming. She's being tortured by
the Cruciatus. By the Cruciatus curse. And of course in my mind I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna end up a fucking lemon
like
Neville's parents.
Yeah, no, it's fucking scary. And they like, she's crucioing her and demanding to know how they got the fucking sword. She's like, this was in my vault. What else do you have? She's like, what else did you take from there? Like very fucking
very, very adamant on knowing what else she would have taken from there.
Yeah.
And this is where shit gets cray cray.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Harry goes into his little pouch.
Just going, is there anything that can help us here?
And a shard of the magic mirror.
That magic
falls
mirror
out.
He found, you know, he's from earlier.
And he catches a glimpse of a blue eye, which is Dumbledore's eye.
It's Dumbledore's eye. The thing that he thought he had saw in there, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but like, he thought he caught a glimpse of blue and he's like, oh, you're just being crazy. He sees the fucking eye again. Harry is frustrated. He like screams at the mirror and he's like, we're at Malfoy Manor. We need help. Hermione's being tortured. We're trapped in a dungeon. And the eye just fucking blinks and disappears. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh what? My God, I just figured it out.
That, wait, what do you think you figured out?
That mirror is a Horcrux. That mirror is a Horcrux of Dumbledore. Dumbledore put himself into a Horcrux, so you can't completely kill him.
And you think that the mirror is the Horcrux?
Maybe.
I don't know. Interesting.
It's the same way you saw Tom Riddle's eye in the locket, and the same, because what's it called? Dumbledore's killed people before. So Dumbledore can make a Horcrux. Yeah, he killed Grindelwald.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know if we know that. We just know that they had a battle.
Yeah, and that's where Grindelwald died.
No, he just lost the battle.
I guarantee that dude's killed someone before and has a fucking Horcrux. That little shard of glass is a Horcrux.
You think the guy who preaches love as like the ultimate thing, you think?
No, he fucked up. He had to defend himself at some point.
I mean, maybe.
That's a Horcrux. Okay, cool. Got that established. Listen, everybody, not just the fucking bad guys are going to be using this incredible technology of Horcruxing.
It's a very dark magic.
It is tremendous technology.
You're not a good guy if you're Horcruxing.
Anywho,
I think.
So Harry yells at the mirror, and the eye blinks and then disappears.
And upstairs, Hermione's telling Bellatrix, she's like, "It's not real. It's a copy. We didn't take your thing." And Lucius tells Draco to
go get the goblin, because goblins can confirm if the sword is goblin made. Because
the real sword of Godric Gryffindor would be goblin made, and they have a goblin in the basement.
Yeah, and they knew from overhearing that story where they were all like hanging out when Harry
was by the river with Dean, when
he was like, "Yeah, it's a fake."
He was laughing about it. They were laughing about it.
So they knew that he knew it was a fake. So they were like, "Griffhook, go up. Make sure to tell him it's a fake."
They knew that he knew there was a fake in the vault, not the one they had was a fake. And Harry says something. He's like, "Tell him
just,
it's fucking
just tell him it's fucking fake." So Draco drags him upstairs, and he doesn't give a yay or nay to what Harry asked him to do. And as they're leaving,
because he's like practically fucking dead. Like he's like barely. Like he's just been through so much. Draco leaves. Ron. Because Ron had pulled the light back from the Deluminator, so no one would be the wiser.
Uh-huh.
He releases the light from the Deluminator again, and Dobby's there.
My clit! Making a cameo!
Harry Potter! Dobby has come to save Harry Potter!
Oh, Dobby loves Harry Potter!
He's just apparated in the cellar, which isn't possible. Like, there's some type of magic that the wizards can't, but apparently that doesn't
fucking
apply to
house elves. Can apparate all the goddamn time. They're so fucking good at it.
They have their own magic, and he's a free elf.
And Harry, the fucking G, is thinking on his fucking tootsies. He's like, "Hey, Dobby, I'm gonna need you to take Dean, Luna, Ollivander to Bill and Fleur's house."
Yeah, he's like, disapparate with them, and then come back and get us.
Yes, perfect.
So Dean and Luna are like, "Dude, we don't want to leave you. Like, we'll stay, we'll help you." And he's like, "Fucking,"
he's
go.
Like, "Get the fuck out of here.
We'll
I got
see
this.
You there." And then Dobby
but
does
when
it,
he operates, there's the crack sound, and they're like, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah. Lucius is like, "What is that?" And they're like, "Draco." And then thinking, "Oh, I better not get my son fucking killed," they just go, "Well, Wormtail."
They send Wormtail downstairs, and Wormtail's just a fucking bitch. So he's like, "All right,
disposable."
Cool. Yeah.
And he goes down into he's goes, going down
Harry.
To the basement. Yeah. And they, Ron and Harry are like, "Okay, we don't have wands. We're going to have to tackle him." They go on either side of the door, and when Wormtail comes to the outside door, he's like, "Back away from the door! I'm coming in!"
Wormtail's such a loser.
Such
him and Ron just belong together.
Bitch.
He
opens the door.
And Harry and Ron jump on him.
Harry and who?
I mean, Harry and Ron jump on him.
Just checking.
What?
What? Ron was helpful? Okay.
Whose idea was it?
Of course.
Harry's.
It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
So all of a sudden.
Yeah, they. So, as you know, fucking Pettigrew lost his hand.
Lost his hand, and then fucking Voldemort gave him a silver hand. So this silver hand starts strangling Harry. By the way, this feels like some hot BDSM shit. I'm not going to lie. The second I was like, "Oh, I'm getting choked out with a silver hand? Oh, yeah, daddy, what?"
And as he squeezed it, Harry goes, basically goes like, "You owe me."
He's like, I saved your fucking life.
Which Dumbledore told him would come in handy. He's like, "That will work in your favor someday."
And it
for now.
Fucking did.
Because Dumbledore knows fucking everything.
So then he slowly like releases his grasp.
Just a moment of mercy.
And then Ron gets his fucking wand.
Yeah. And like,
tables are turned.
Yeah. And like, without even like knowing what's going on, the hand just fucking turns on Wormtail. And that, like, it just starts strangling him.
Yeah.
And they can't get it. They even try. Even Harry and Ron try to make it stop.
Basically, because he betrayed Voldemort by letting go of Harry. The hand automatically turned on him and strangles him to death.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think like the hand was cursed enough to know if you were killing Harry?
1,000%. If it betrayed him in any way. It wasn't just Harry. It was if he betrayed him in any way, he'd get strangled to death.
The literal like right hand man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 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 Fucking JMS.
That means nothing.
It was his left hand though.
Was it?
I think it was his left hand.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, he got a real proper
hand. He strangles himself to death.
To death. He go by.
And so they sneak up the stairs. Like, everyone's kind of like, what's going on down there? And Ron does a wormtail impression. He's like, everything's fine. And they just fucking grab Wormtail's wand, sneaking up the stairs. They're spying on Bellatrix, watching Griphook, who's looking at this sword. And he confirms Hermione's lie. He goes, yeah, no, that's a fake.
Whew. Everybody's like, oh, cool, we're relieved. And then Bellatrix is like, well, time to get daddy.
Yeah, she's like, all right, well, that's that.
Reaching for the dark mark on her forearm.
Yeah, she touches her finger, summoning Voldemort.
And then all of a sudden, Harry's scar.
Yeah, sears with pain.
Ah!
And it's like, he sees what Voldemort sees. And Voldemort is angry because he's like, they better not be fucking calling me for nothing.
Oh, these guys again.
Trust issues, honestly.
Oh, the worst trust issues. There's nothing more unattractive in a man that has trust issues.
And he sees Voldemort looking at that guy who'd been kind of taunting him. And he's like, the wand will never be yours.
Yeah, and so he's like, all right, bye, Voldemort deuces. Just fucking Avada Kedavra's him.
Boom. Dead.
So Bellatrix turns to Greyback and she's like, you can have Hermione as an award. And Ron loses his shit.
He's
busts in the room, disarms Bellatrix.
Finally,
fucking Ron grows a fucking cock piece.
And he saves the motherfucking day. Harry, her wand, by the way, flies through the air when he expelliarmuses her. Harry snatches the wand out of the air.
Stuns Lucius Malfoy. Bellatrix makes a quick recovery, jumps up, grabs a knife, holds it to Hermione's throat.
And she's like, I'll fucking kill
this bitch. I'll fucking cut this bitch.
And then
she starts like fucking cutting her.
She starts slicing her.
She like gets a little blood. She draws a little blood.
And they're like, put down your fucking wand. So they put down their wands. Harry can feel Voldemort approaching.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, we're fucked. Time is short.
And then Bellatrix is like, go get the fucking wands.
To Draco.
And then Draco goes and gets the wands. Okay, so all of this is happening.
And then all of a sudden, there's like a creaking noise above them.
And the huge chandelier that lights up the whole room.
The giant falls. Chandelier.
Unfortunately, it falls on Hermione and Griphook, who's still clutching the sword.
Yeah, it's supposed to drop on Bellatrix, dives out of the way.
It
gets smashed.
So they're in some bad shape. So Ron pulls Hermione out.
Griphook, by the way, just fucking clutching the sword for dear life now.
Harry seizes the moment, picks up all of the wands.
Yeah, Draco, Bellatrix, and Wormtail's wands.
And then stuns Greyback.
With all three. So Greyback, this giant wand.
He got a triple fucking whammy.
Flies back. Okay. Fuck you.
Oh, he is just dunzo. Oh, I'm so happy when that happened to him.
And Bellatrix and Narcissa are like, what the fuck? It's Dobby.
And Dobby's there. And Dobby, that used to be his house.
Yeah, that was the Malfoy's house elf.
So they're like,
how fucking dare. And also, just dark wizards think that anything like other magical creatures are fucking scum.
He's like, but Dobby gets in there and I want to picture Dobby being like, I'm back. And then just,
and they're like, Dobby, what the fuck are you doing? And Dobby's like, Dobby is here to save Harry Potter. And Harry is like crippled by the pain from his scar. He knows Voldemort's on his way. He manages to pull Griphook up with the sword from the wreckage of the chandelier, grabs Dobby's hand, grabs everyone, and they fucking
They disarm Narcissa. Because he stands up to his former mistress.
Oh, yeah, Dobby does.
And so Harry is still having crazy scar pain because guess who's got there? Voldemort got there.
Well, he's not there. He's almost there.
He's almost there. Voldemort's almost there. Sorry, I said he was like, there, but he's almost there. But anyways, so he gets Griphook out, sword from the wreckage. You missed some support before the Griphook.
You're calling him Griphook?
Griphook. Whatever. I'm not good at this shit.
What did I miss?
He pulls Griphook and the sword of the wreckage of the from the sword of the wreckage of the chandelier, grabs Dobby's hand. They disappear.
Hear yourself?
You have to talk about Bellatrix throwing the knife.
No, wait, we're not there yet. You just said the sword of the wreckage. He pulls Griphook and the sword from the wreckage of the chandelier, grabs Dobby's hand. There is no knife yet.
He grabs Dobby's hand, and then they start to disapparate, and then there's a flash of silvery light from Bellatrix's
knife.
Who throws
their knife? It's the last thing they see, and then they arrive.
They arrive at Bill and Fleur's place.
Yes, the cottage by the sea or whatever.
Harry lets go of Dobby.
And gently sets Griphook down. And this is Shell Cottage. He's never been here.
Never been.
And he goes, Dobby, are we in Shell Cottage? Because they were relying on Dobby's apparition. Which, who knows? He's never apparated with an elf before.
Yeah. And Harry looks at
Dobby. And there's no response. Dobby doesn't say anything.
He sees that Bellatrix's knife stabbed Dobby in the chest.
You guys don't know that I've highlighted my parts, but that was my part. She stole my part. My dramatic stabbing.
Wait, will you do it again?
No, it's fine.
Just do it again. Let's do it again. Come on.
No.
Okay.
She stabbed in the chest. He stabbed. The knife fucking made it through the app. They didn't get out in time. The little elf. He sways and he falls over into Harry's arms. And Harry just starts screaming. There's people across the thing. He doesn't know who they are. He doesn't know if they're bad or good. He just starts screaming. Are you just going to not talk at all now?
I'm just so sad.
That's fine. I'll carry us through the sadness.
Dobby dies.
I'm the child of an alcoholic. In Harry's arms. That's what I do.
And his last words are,
Harry Potter.
Fuck, man. I think that might have been the saddest death in the whole book.
It's a really sad death.
Dobby. His whole life was like just like serving other people. And he like his... Like, till the very end, he was just always serving Harry.
He loved Harry.
My clit's dead.
Yeah, your clit's been dead since 95. You didn't know this was coming? I mean, come on.
I'm so sad.
She's literally crying, you guys. I cried when I reread it, but... My Adderall won't afford me my emotional range that I can normally tap into.
It hurt. Like, it just, the fucking poor guy.
I mean, his greatest joy was getting to be friends and help Harry Potter. I mean,
that's all he wanted. That was like literally everything.
He was like the biggest fan of Harry Potter. We met him trying to save Harry Potter.
Yeah.
His whole life.
Do you remember when he fucked it up in the kitchen to like get Harry in trouble so he couldn't go to school?
Yeah, because he loved Harry and he wanted to help him. His whole life.
How did he always know to love Harry?
Because he's a smart elf.
God.
He, like, cared so deeply about him and is, like...
To me, this is now, like, the second major death that Harry has experienced at the hand of Bellatrix. I swear to God, he better skin that bitch alive. Like, I don't want him to Avada Kedavra her.
With that knife.
No. I want you to take that fucking knife that was in Dobby's chest, and I want you to peel off fucking layer by layer of skin. I want all seven layers. I want you to peel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then I want you to fucking cut her labias off, her clit too. And then I want you to feed it to her. I want her to eat her own fucking puss. Anyways, we'll be back with the next chapter. Okay,
I guess so.
All right, chapter 24, The Wand Maker.
Yeah, so Harry's in shock, you know? It's fucking Dumbledore all over again.
Yeah.
It's sad. I will say, if Dobby had to die...
This is the best way to die.
I don't want to overstate, but I think it would mean the most to Dobby knowing
that he died Dobby saving Harry Potter.
Yeah, if Dobby knew that he died saving Harry Potter, it would be like his greatest honor.
Yeah.
Cuz he was always so honored to like be able to help Harry Potter.
Now this part got me real hard.
Yeah.
Harry's like, I don't use magic. I want to dig the grave myself.
What? So he just decides, this was after everyone had come out because he was yelling for help. Bill, Fleur, Dean, Luna, everyone came out. Everyone's arrived safely, including Ron and Hermione. There's a couple dings. But yeah, he wants to dig the grave by hand.
Yeah.
He's like,
This is where like the Harry like having the pain in his scar takes a huge turn. As he's digging, he like starts to master the pain in his scar.
Like he feels like he's really finally like shutting.
He can shut Voldemort out of his brain.
Yeah. It's almost like this weird thing that like somehow grief makes it easier for him to like shut other stuff out, which I feel like is a metaphor.
Yeah.
Of like for grief, like grief in general, that like
grief
makes it really easy to shut everything out.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, it's grief that did it. And then he was like, oh, well, Dumbledore would be like, grief is love. Which it is. You grieve over someone you love.
Yeah. And it's very powerful. So I think it's like fitting that through this, he finally was able to do the thing fucking Dumbledore wanted him to that whole time. But he starts going over the events of the night. You know, Voldemort's murder of Gregorovitch, Wormtail's weird fucking suicide.
Yeah.
Ron and Dean come out and they don't even say anything. Just like start
helping.
They bring
Harry
their own
dig,
shovels.
Yeah.
They start helping him dig.
Yeah. Dude, I was bawling in this part.
Yeah.
And then everybody comes over to say goodbye to Dobby. And then Luna kind of like steps up and gives a sort of eulogy. And she's like, you know, thanks for saving her. And, you know, thanks for saving all of us kind of thing.
And everyone offers Dobby a thanks. And they like put him in the ground. And they,
Harry kind of sticks around outside by himself. Everybody had already left.
Well, yeah. And they also, before they bury him, the guys, after they dug the grave, put their clothes on him. Like Ron takes off his shoes
and
puts his socks on him. And Harry wraps him in the little sweater. And Dean puts a hat on him over his ears. Because Dobby loved clothes.
Yeah.
Remember he was like hoarding them and he had like 40 hats on his head.
Yeah. I think he was my favorite character in the book.
Now that he's dead, you appreciate him? Let this be a lesson to everyone. Nary a mention of Dobby other than being a clit. Think about who you love and let them know.
I love my clit.
Before it's too gone, too late, too shriveled. Turned to dust. Are we talking about your clit still?
And then...
This is a podcast. You've got to pull yourself together, Nicole.
I'm so sad. He carved a little stone that said, "Here lies Dobby, a free elf."
And we'll have a moment of silence for Dobby, the free elf.
Okay, so everyone's inside.
She's literally crying. All right, so everyone is inside. They're talking through things. Harry comes in as Bill's kind of bringing them up to speed about, the Death Eaters now know Ron is with fucking Harry, so that's fucked. Now that all the Weasleys are targets. He's not mad about it. He's just, like, matter-of-factly telling them this is what's up.
Yeah. Bill is, they're moving to their Aunt Muriel's house, which is protected by the Fidelius Charm.
Yeah, which we know from previous chapters. Oh, so this one wasn't protected by the Fidelius Charm. They were going to Auntie Muriel's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then Ollivander and Griphook
are recovering
their injuries, but as soon as they're better, they're going to transfer them there.
To Auntie Muriel's.
And so Harry's like, okay, well, I need to talk to them first.
Yeah, and I need to talk to them as soon as possible and separately. Harry goes to wash his hands, kind of
mulling over the day.
Yeah.
And he's like, whose blue eyes were looking out of that mirror fragment? Like, who sent help? He thinks it's Dumbledore.
Yeah, how did Dobby fucking know to show up? And he thinks about that. Like, help will always be given.
And he's like, dude, Dumbledore always, like, he just, like, knows shit, you know? It's like, he knew to give Ron the Deluminator. He knew that Wormtail would help Harry.
Eventually.
You know, what else did he fucking know? He knows so much.
Like, what do you know about Harry that, like, Harry doesn't even know about himself, maybe?
Yeah.
So Harry, Ron, and Hermione go in to talk to Griphook, but before they get down to business, Griphook kind of has some comments on Harry's unusual activities.
Yeah, he's like, you're a really unusual wizard.
Yeah, like the fact that he's like, you buried that house elf. You dug a grave and you buried him and you made a stone. Like, that's very strange. And you saved me.
Yeah.
That's
very strange.
And Harry's kind of like, is it really? And he's like, yeah, no, like they, wizards don't care about other magical creatures.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess I'm weird.
So then Harry's just like, hey,
anyway,
I need to break into the Lestrange's Gringotts vault. And he needs Griphook's help.
Lestrange.
And this is what I loved. He's like, I swear it's not for personal gain. And based on what Griphook knew about Harry, he's like,
I actually believe you.
I wouldn't think that of anyone else, but I believe you that you're not doing this for any.
Did
sort
he
of
say he
gain.
Believes him, or he's like, if I were to believe, yeah,
and if I were to believe anybody, I would believe you.
If I could believe any wizard was doing something not for personal gain, mm-hmm. you would be the one I could maybe believe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's not like fucking, you know, free for all.
Yeah.
But. Hang on. But yeah, because Harry has kind of shown that he looks out for these non-human magical creatures when a lot of other people don't, you know, in the wizarding world, there's like sort of this rivalry yeah. and, you know, social status yeah. thing that, you know, goblins have been held down.
They're the lowest end of the totem pole.
Yeah.
And Griphook is like, I gotta sleep. I'm not gonna give you an answer. And Harry leaves, and he takes the sword, Gryffindor sword, with him.
Yeah, but Griphook also is like, he didn't say no. He didn't say no. He's like, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And then like he also agrees to let them take the sword, but like as they're shutting the door,
mm-hmm.
Harry feels like he sees him, and he's kind of like fucking pissed about it. He's like, fucking, it's my goddamn goblin, it's fucking goblin sword, bitch.
Hello.
No, fucking.
Bitch.
Anyway,
Harry tells Ron and Hermione that he's pretty fucking certain that there's a hidden Horcrux in the Gringotts vault.
Yeah, because they just listen to him go, I need to get into the Lestrange's vault. And they're like, wait, what the fuck? So yeah, he's like, there's another one in there. He thinks Voldemort, maybe not telling Bellatrix what it was, just that it was like a personal treasure.
Hide that in there for me.
Yeah, because as we've learned before, it was said in the very first book, the safest place you could hide something besides Hogwarts is Gringotts. So... it would make sense. And
that it would be there.
Yeah. And, you know, based on the loyalty of the Lestrange's.
I mean, Bellatrix would cut off a titty for him.
Yeah. They literally, like, when Voldemort first came back, he pointed her out as, like, you and your husband, who's now, you know, dead, you were the only ones who went looking for me. You were the only ones who believed that I was, like, still alive. And, like, she has been diehard, like, believed he would come back.
Yeah.
She is, like, really, if you think about it, like, a really devout Christian, but for Voldemort instead of Jesus. Like, he will be back. I know he's going to come back. I'm not going to give up. He's coming back.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian for Voldemort.
She's a good Christian woman.
Then
they go to see Ollivander after that.
Yeah. He is fucking good.
He's a hot mess.
Yeah. He's like barely alive.
He had been imprisoned and tortured for a year.
Yeah. More than a year. He's just been fucking locked up, tortured. And Harry's seen him, you know, firsthand get tortured.
Yeah.
Through this those
is
visions.
This, by the way, this whole conversation with Ollivander was great.
Yeah, because he's revealing all this info that Ollivander's like, how the
fuck do you know that?
Possibly know that.
Well,
the first thing he asks, he pulls out his broken wand and he's like, dude, can you fix this?
And he's like, nah.
Then he asks, then they pull out the wands that they stole because they just grabbed, as you remember, right before they took off, they grabbed all the wands out of Draco's hand. So they asked Mr. Ollivander.
This is wand knowledge I didn't know.
Well, he's like, can you tell us whose these are? And as we know, Mr. Ollivander is like so committed to his craft that he like remembers
every wand he's ever made.
So he looks at them and he's like, this one's Bellatrix Lestrange's. The other one is Draco's, or it was Draco's, but depending on how it was taken, it might've changed allegiance. So this is like, now we're getting into like a cool thing about wand lore.
You can't just, if somebody drops a wand, you can't just pick it up and make it yours.
But if you like overpower them and like win the wand in a fight, it sort of like attaches to you like a proper wand and will start to do your bidding more easily.
So Ron, basically, since he overtook Wormtail, he gets Wormtail's wand.
Yeah. And Harry, since he did the same for Draco, he's going to use Draco's wand. And they think like, okay, we think that these wands will start doing our bidding like pretty easily. They're not going to put up any fucking gruff. And that's also why that initial wand that they had brought from the Snatchers didn't really work, because obviously like, well, first of all, maybe if Ron had tried to use it, it would work better. I don't know what the situation was.
Yeah, I feel like if Ron had tried to use it, it would have worked better.
But maybe not. Like, did he wrestle anyone or did it like fall out of a pocket?
Yeah.
And he just like took it and disapparated.
Yeah, I feel like that's what he did.
And Harry like asks, I mean,
he's asking about if all wands work the same way. So Legends of Wands say that they have to pass from wizard to wizard by murder. And Ollivander's like, oh, Harry, how do you like know shit? Because it's like, that's the same thing that Voldemort had come to him about the twin cores of their two wands.
Yeah. So basically what he asks, like, so like, if they pass from wizard to wizard by murder, like, that, yeah, it's the same as like taking it.
Yeah. And Voldemort had gone to Ollivander and was like, I don't understand. The Holy Phoenix wand managed to snap Voldemort's borrowed wand.
Holly.
Where?
I don't even know where you are.
I'm sorry, it's Holly. I can't read. I can't speak English.
I think you're relying too much on the words on the paper.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
And not on remembering the story. Because you're getting real reedy.
I'm getting real reedy? Is that your assessment of the situation?
Not even doing it right.
Yeah, I'm terrible at reading.
That's why you shouldn't get too reedy.
Okay, well, then I'm going to stop.
Then you start saying Holy Phoenix, and now that's a different story.
Yeah.
That is more in the Christian realm, probably. I assume there's some sort of holy... Is there a Holy Phoenix in the Jesus time? There's a burning bush. Was it actually a phoenix on fire? And he's like, get away from me?
He's basically talking to him about all the X-Men. They're basically talking to him about like all the wand shit.
Yeah, he's like...
And he's like, I know why Voldemort came to you.
I know he wanted to borrow a wand because we got our twin cores. And he's like, he's like, what about the fucking Elder Wand? I think Voldemort's after it. Ollivander's
like, how the fuck do you know that?
Yeah, he's like, his mind is constantly blown. He's like, why do you have all this information? And Harry just keeps being like, never mind why I know.
So according to Ollivander, Voldemort doesn't only want the Elder Wand to defeat Harry. He wants it because he wants to take over the whole goddamn world.
Yeah, like he wants to have the most power, which is not surprising.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, of course he wants the most powerful wand. I think he also wants to do away with Harry, but that's like on his to-do list. Top of the to-do list, sure. But you think that's where the to-do list ends?
No, not
he's
at
like
all.
Like me. So much to do.
What's really funny to me is that it's at this point, I wish I could have seen the look on Hermione's face, and hopefully they show it in the movie, when it's like, now we know the Elder Wand's real.
Well, yeah, because Ollivander goes, he basically goes like, well, yeah, no, like, it's a real wand. Like, because I think they're sort of like, is this like a thing? And he's like, oh, absolutely, I think it's a real thing. And he's the one.
Who told Grigorovich,
no, he told
Voldemort that Grigorovich might have it.
And he keeps being like, look, Harry, you gotta know, I was like being tortured. And Harry's like, dude, I get it. Like,
yeah, I saw you being tortured.
I would have confessed too if I had a thing to confess. Like, but he keeps being like, I just want you to know, like, I didn't just try to sell you out. I just didn't know what to do. And he's like, no, it's cool. Like, whatever. They thank him. They're like, cool.
By the way, I love how this whole experience kind of like blew Ollivander's mind. Like, Harry's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, how do you fucking know all this, kid?
Because especially there's so much like lore and stuff that he only knows because he saw it straight through Voldemort's eyes, who was, you know, obviously being told some of it by Ollivander. Mm-hmm. But Ollivander's probably like, I'm the wand guy. Like, why am I even the wand guy? If people just know the wand information.
Yeah, you know everything.
People just know
You don't
this?
Even need me anymore.
What am I, fucking chop liver?
So here's the deal. Grigorovich had the Elder Wand.
A long time ago.
And it was stolen.
As we know, by a young...
Grindelwald.
Who you think is dead.
Who I think is dead.
Who you assume is dead.
Well, maybe he's alive based on that.
Maybe he means nothing to the story. I'm just saying... It never really clearly says if he's dead or not. And I think...
Oh, shit. Grindelwald is in on it with Dumbledore. It's been a whole ruse.
That's interesting.
So, Harry's...
He's like
talking about this. And then all of a sudden he sees Voldemort in his little fucking brainy stuff.
At the gates of fucking Hogwarts.
He's like, oh, the fuck.
He's like... Oh no. But instead of immediately panicking, he like shoves it aside and he's like, yeah. No.
I love that Harry now has control over shit. He's like, I gotta get my shit together. I can't be thinking about this right now. I need to be here, present in the moment. And this is a huge lesson about mindfulness.
Yeah, I guess so. If you're mindful enough, then you will lose time from saving people, probably.
Yeah.
So he keeps like shoving that aside. He's like, cool, he's on his way there. But he's like talking through, like, okay, so Grindelwald used the Elder Wand to gain power, but then Dumbledore conquered him, and then he took the Elder Wand. Oh my god, Dumbledore had the Elder Wand. So
Dumbledore's wand this whole time.
Harry's
was the
like
Elder Wand.
Trying to like stay present. This is mindfulness. It's like sometimes your mind wanders, you gotta come back. You catch yourself drifting in thoughts, you come back. Focus on your breath.
And then he's like,
it's also
you guys.
A metaphor for teenage erections. Is that we were being told this through the I'm sure this is a very funny thing. Neither of us had erections. We're just being told this through a window from our production team. Is that you go, no. Don't think about that gym teacher's butt. Male or female gym teacher, whatever you're into. They go, no.
Nope.
Sports.
Baseball
cards. Too many butts there. There's too many butts.
Still too many bum bums.
Homework. Oh, but then Sam would be like, oh no, it's getting bigger.
Oh no. Oh, what? Is somebody singing a musical? Oh.
Chim chiminy, chim chim, 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 ch clean this up.
So then he's like, Harry, or Ron, Hermione, the wand is at Hogwarts.
Like,
but
he's
too late, though, because Voldemort's already there.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Like, Voldemort's there already, so he's going to get the wand before us. And Harry's like, Dumbledore didn't want me to have the wand. He wanted Harry to find the Horcrux instead. He's like, no, like, it doesn't matter. Hey, like, if Dumbledore had the wand, if he wanted me to have the wand, he would have given me the wand. Yeah. I need to focus on the Horcruxes, but before he can really, like, get into conversation, the whole fucking blackout vision.
He goes into his vision.
Full blackout. He's not as strong as he thinks he is.
He's seeing right through Voldemort's eyes.
He's walking through Hogsmeade, or through the Hogwarts grounds with Snape, but then he goes off by himself, magically hidden. He's like, oh, I can make myself disappear to do something a little private.
Uh-huh.
Voldemort goes to the white marble tomb of Albus Dumbledore.
Opens the tomb.
Regards Dumbledore's corpse. By the way, still completely intact.
Looking good.
Yeah, not a fucking worm eating his skull inside. Even has his fucking glasses on. What? God bless him.
Because he's not dead. And then he takes the Elder Wand.
And he's Dumbledore's there just with a wand on chest. And Voldemort's like, I assume that's it. I will just thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
I'm going to go ahead and take that for my own self. And I'm going to just close the back
up.
Actually, I don't even know if he closes it back up. No, that's where the chapter ends.
Yeah.
So, fuck.
Dumbledore not dead.
What do you think?
Because he horcruxed a part of his body.
What do you think? What do you think is going on? Like, what? Because just so you know, and the people who have watched the movies and read the books know, this is around the time that the movie ends. Is Voldemort foofing the wand?
Yeah.
So you're watching that, you know, and we're not going to watch it till the end. We're doing back to back just to make sure there's no spoilers. But what do you think the fuck is going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think Dumbledore's still alive because he horcruxed his body. I think Snape, he knew it. Because the way Snape yelled at him before he killed him, that just didn't seem very Snape. I think if Snape was just going to straight up fucking murder someone, he'd just fucking
murder. Wait, what did he yell at him?
I don't know. He said something like, he was like mad at him. I can't remember what he said exactly, but he had words. He had words with Snape before he Avada Kedavra'd
him. The moment before?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I remember he talked shit. Maybe one of our patrons remembers.
Does anyone remember what Snape and
so I think that's what happens. Yes.
So you think he's still alive?
I think he's still alive.
And then he's gonna what? Come back?
He couldn't. They couldn't think Dumbledore is alive for Harry to make this happen.
But what has he made happen?
For Harry to ultimately kill Voldemort.
You think Harry's gonna kill Voldemort?
Yes.
You think that Dumbledore's alive and just laying there playing dead while the darkest wizard of all time just quietly plucks the Elder Wand from his grasp?
I'm not entirely sure how this works out, but
interesting.
Listen, these are my theories.
Is the last chapter going to be a live read? Someone is asking in our live chat, patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
Yeah, whatever chapters are the big ticket chapters, yeah, those are the live reads.
Arguably, this could have been a big ticket chapter.
Yeah,
but
this should have been it.
And the last one, too. But yeah, we'll have some live read ones as we get more toward the end, as it gets heavier. I'll actually make sure to look those up after we hang up this episode.
And then we'll let you know.
And we will be doing those only with patrons. So if you want to be part of live reads, you want to get extra votes for depending on your subscription, you want to do other cool things like be in the live chat while we're recording every episode, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And that's chapter 24. So we're 12 chapters out, which means we're
two episodes away from the done.
Four episodes away. It's 12 episodes. It's three episodes. Three chapters in episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Four chapters. Two books, which means we're approximately 3 weeks away from closing our entire series of Harry Potter stuff, which means we're going to be drawing for a grand prize winner for our big 2022. We're pushing it to 2022, but it's happening. Wizarding World of Harry Potter trip.
Can't wait for this shit.
So head over there, and if you love us, but you don't love us enough to spend money or you can't afford to, do us a favor, just hit that subscribe button, leave a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Twitter and at Instagram, on Instagram, on Twitter.
On Instagram, on Twitter, at Two Filthy Nerds.
And get involved in our finals. The What's Next finals
guys,
are going
it's
on.
So much fun. We're raising money.
Yeah, we're giving money to the National Center for Transgender Rights. I'm saying probably the wrong thing. But
we're raising money, not for ourselves.
National Center for Transgender Equality. Give them a little extra money to our friends in need over there. And also, a couple of bucks are going to our producers who put up with our bullshit.
A lot of bullshit. So mainly bullshit. My bullshit.
I have also a lot of bullshit.
I have so much more than you
they
do.
They put up with so much bullshit.
Get that paper, guys. Get that paper.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to buy yourself maybe a cup of coffee. What? Oh, work, girl, work. Yeah, so thanks for helping us do that and getting involved. We've got Indiana Jones versus Marvel and fucking what's next? Who knows? But for now, adieu.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.